We are in Shagdal Perek Yud Zayin. So we're talking about the levels of Talmud Torah and the advantages one has by learning. And I'm just going to read some paragraphs of the, some excerpts of Nev Shechaim, chapter 17, Perek Yud Zayin. Zok the Nev Shechaim. Bein achar p'tirosoy mizeh ha'olam. Omru razal tamidei chachamim ein or shel gehenim sholet behem. This protection that one has from learning Torah comes after Misa as well. After Misa, the Torah protects a person from the Or of Gehenna. Chinam Rosham Tamidei Chacham Tamid Chacham Shesarach. A Tamid Chacham that went off Derech Ain Torah Asa Nim Eses. But the fact that he learns still protects him. In other words, the learning is not just a schar for the mitzvah. It's not just schar for the mitzvah. The shaychus to the Torah itself is a protective layer. So a mitzvah is one thing. That's kind of, you know, the schar for the mitzvah. But the Torah is more than the mitzvah. It's the fact that you were mekusha with the Torah adds a protective layer that you cannot get gehenim. Over Mishle Rab Sa, the Pasuk, Lahavin Mashal Umolitza, Zua Torah Atzma, Veloma Nikra Shma Molitza, Shehi Matzelis Oiskea, Midina Shal Gehenim. So that's why it's matzos from Gehenna. V'shom reish parashas beis b'niim tikach omri. Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There's a medrash. The Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Yisrael al Har Sinai at Har Sinai. Im zachisem lahatzpin ulekabel terasi. If you are zoicha to accept my Torah, ani matzil eschem. I will protect you mishalosh puranios from three main tragedies. Mimelchemes goy gomagol. The tamachachem will be protected from melchemes goy gomagol. Mechavloi shal machshiach. From the pains of Mashiach, which many say we're suffering now, and Medina Shal Gehenna. So the Torah adds a protective layer over those areas. Mitzvoy say titzpoin itcha im zachisim lahat ben terasi ani masbia eschem itoy v'hatzofu l'asad lavoi. I will, you know, make you full from all the toy that you'll have. Bisham Parsha Yod Amar Bchanina Ben Doisa. In the Chatzdaka Shematzelis Es Haadam Medina Shal Gehenim. There is nothing good that you can do that will protect you from Gehenim. Ella Torah Belvad. The main thing is Torah. Sheish Barkoach Lahatzil Oso Miyom Adin. Has the protection, the power to protect when the din comes. Afilu Nischayim Adam Medaver Avera. Even if a person did an Avera. So really, he deserves the Gehenim. Yucholu Lahatzil Oso Miyom Adin. The Torah Koyach. To protect him. Hare mikan latamachachum sha'abar b'dvar avera. Tamachachum husin himatzelis oisai. He brings a proof. V'kavachomer me Elisha acher. From the story of Elisha. We know the story of Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was the Talmud of Reb, was the Rebbe of Reb Meir. He was a tamachachum, obviously. We discussed, I think, a couple weeks ago what happened to him at his bris. They just, the Rabbanim wanted to learn Shalom Lishma. Remember, so it's bris the Rabbanim we're learning, and when we discussed that, the Shol Lishma. But Elisha ben Avuya, so one thing that happened was when he got
that's, to that's why he went off the Derech?
What?
That's why he went off the Derech?
That's what we said from Tosfos. Tosfos brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that the reason why he ended up not lasting is because his initial commitment to Torah was not for the right reason.
It was his father's commitment.
Yeah, his father committed him. You know? So his father's original view, and that was probably the chinuch he got. So be great because you could bring a fire down to this world. That's why you should learn Torah. So he got, you know, into him. But at the end of the day, after everything, he learned, the Gemara says, Loi meidan daininan laimishim de gomer eraisei. The Gemara says at the end, even though he did an avera at the end, but he was not zoche to Gan Eden. He did not get Olam Haba. But he also did not get Gehenna. Because the Torah protected him from it. Meaning to say, he could not receive a punishment because at the end of the day, he had been exposed and connected to Torah. So even though he ended up doing Averis, but it doesn't matter because the Torah itself was a level, a shield of protection over him. That's what he brings here, which is really Gemara Chagiga. The Chayin Amru B'Yerushalmi, The pasuk Torahachas Davar Veloy Kein Taninan Matzilin Tikka Sefer Im Hasefer, which means Matzilin LeElisha Bezchus Torahsoi. That means that even though he wasn't holding there anymore, at the end of the day, there was Torah that he had studied that connected to his neshama, and that he didn't lose. That's what he says. So in other words, what we're saying is that it's not just the schar for the mitzvah of learning Torah. It's for the experience of learning. That itself gives a person a connection. You know where else we find this concept? We find this concept when it comes to the bracha of Torah, Birkas HaTorah. So normally, I think that most of us would understand that Birkas HaTorah is like any other bracha on a mitzvah. Right? It's like any other bracha on a mitzvah. That's what Birkas HaTorah is. It's like any other bracha on a mitzvah. However, there's a big problem with that because the Rambam paskins that Sfardim, and this is how Sfardim, you know, the Rambam, that women do not make a bracha on a mitzvah that they do if they're not obligated in that mitzvah. Like shofar, sukkah, the women do not make a bracha on it. Even since they're exempt, even if they choose to do it, they can do the mitzvah, but they cannot recite the blessing. So you would think that when it comes to learning, it's the same thing. When it comes to learning Torah, women are theoretically exempt from the mitzvah of learning. So therefore, why in the world, why in the morning do they say the Birkas HaTorah? According to Ashkenazim, I understand. But according to Sfaradim, if they cannot recite the bracha on a mitzvah that they're exempt from, so why do they recite the bracha of Birkas HaTorah? That is the question. So the Brisker Rav brings from Reb Chaim an answer, because the bracha of Torah is not the bracha on the performance of the mitzvah of Torah. The bracha of Birkas HaTorah is on the experience of learning. It's on engaging and connecting to Torah without the mitzvah. Leave the mitzvah aside. Let's say it wasn't the mitzvah. It's not the point. The point is the experience itself of connecting with Torah, we make a bracha on that. So the women have that part also, obviously. They may not have the mitzvah part, but they have this part. So therefore, they make the bracha, even according to the Sfardim, that don't usually recite a bracha on a mitzvah, but they can recite the bracha on the cheftza, on the experience of the learning itself, on the coming in contact with the Torah, right? So that's what he's saying here. There's always two parts. There's the mitzvah part, and then there's the fact that even if it's not a mitzvah, there's the actual connection with Torah.
And according to that, why is it that they have to say the pasuk of Yibarach Hashem v'shmerecha in the morning? Yibarachah is not the reason that it's said is because you want to make sure at least you learn Torah?
So, I hear what you're saying. But I think that the reason is because it's the similar thing to a bracha mitzvah. You only make the bracha if you're experiencing that connection immediately. So you got to start learning so that not for the mitzvah necessarily, but for the idea of, you know, connecting. So you're connecting to Yivarechacha, which is psukim, and then you're connecting to Mishnayot, and that's how you connect. By the way, just another thought on that is, you know, there's a famous Gemara. The Gemara asks, why was the first Beis HaMikdash destroyed? So the Gemara gives one answer, and then one of the other Gemaras in the Darim, right? The Gemara in Yuma says famously they did the three averes of Gilui Arayot, Shvichut Amim, Avodah Zarah. But the Gemara in the Darim says a different reason. It's because Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. They didn't make a Birkas HaTorah. So the obvious question on that is, who cares? They didn't make a bracha on Torah. I mean, so you didn't make a bracha on Lulav. Also would be the same thing. What's the big deal? So the answer is, according to what we're saying, it wasn't the bracha on the mitzvah of learning. They didn't appreciate the experience of the learning. They didn't think that it requires its own special bracha, even regardless of the mitzvah, right? That's the point. So interesting thought on that. Okay, let's read another paragraph here of Zohar. Why was the Torah given in fire? Because anyone that learns Torah, interesting. I could have said this Dvar Torah over on Shulis. Why was the Torah given with fire? The answer is because this fire replaces the fire of Gehenna. Meaning a person that learns Torah says, look, I'm learning Torah, I'm connected to my fire. This is the fire. Hashem says, you're getting that fire, you're not going to get that fire. The Gehenna is the fire that down there. You don't want that one. You want this fire. You want the spiritual fire of the Eish of the Torah. So the remez is that by connecting to the Eish of the Torah, you're not going to get the Eish of Gehenna. Okay, so interesting. You know, he goes on and on here. Hopefully, we'll get some. You know, this is a lot of interesting stuff here. All right, so I guess we'll pick it up next week. Bezat Hashem. All right.
Okay. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi. Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you.